Peter went to Cornelius' home
and ministered God's word to that family, that household. The Bible tells us that as he spoke the word, that the Holy Spirit fell on every one of them, filled with the Holy Ghost. One time we were doing a study about being filled with the Holy Spirit, and I was looking up that word. The Holy Ghost fell upon them, filled them. And it interested me because it had two meanings. One was a violent seizing. You could picture that. Peter's in the house ministering the word of God, and then suddenly the Spirit of God falls upon them, violently gets hold of them. Must have been a lot of loud praises, speaking in other tongues, and so on. Maybe that's how you picture it. But you know, the other rendering of that word fell in the Strong's Concordance says a gentle embrace. Such as we're experiencing tonight. Do you feel the gentle embrace of the Holy Ghost? He fills people that way, you know. Sometimes it's a violent seizing. Sometimes it's a very gentle embrace. But it's Jesus. Jesus coming to fill his temple. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. The gentle embrace is just as powerful, just as life-changing. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken.
that song, I want to read some of the verses. Because it's good to understand what that song is saying. One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. From home and friends, the evil spirits drove him. Among the tombs, he dwelt in misery. He cut himself as demon powers possessed him. Then Jesus came and set the captive free. Unclean, unclean, the leper cried in torment. The deaf, the dumb, and helplessness stood near. The fever raged, disease had gripped its victim. Then Jesus came and cast out every fear. So men today have found the Savior able. They could not conquer passion, lust, and sin. Their broken hearts had left them sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and dwelt himself within. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the glow and fills the life with glory. Hallelujah, for all's changed. Everything's different when Jesus comes to stay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Say those same things, and that's what Jesus did for me. I was so miserable, but when Jesus comes, he sets us free. His light breaks into our heart, and the darkness has to flee. And that song has always meant that to me. I sat alone, and I searched. Even after I was saved, I searched. My heart was still sad all the time, and my Sunday school teacher told me I was a dumper. And I remember my first year at Pilgrim Camp, I remember Sister Grace preaching a very powerful message on dumping, being a dumper, and how we needed to come out of that. And I tried in my own strength for a long time. And I don't know how he did it. All I can just tell you is Jesus did it. He came. He just made the darkness flee. He turned my gloom into gladness, and I praise him today. I'm so thankful for him. He's most precious to me. He's most wonderful. I love him so much, and to know that he desires to live his life in each one of us is so precious, and it's beyond what I can even comprehend. But I'm so thankful for it, and I just desire him more and more. I'll be satisfied with nothing till I'm filled with all of his fullness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Well, Sister Kathy, compared to Sister Grace, everyone was a dumper. Okay. Lesson number 12. Great is thy faithfulness. She certainly taught us how to rejoice, I think.
Stand, we sing the same one.
that become richer and richer as you sing it throughout your life. Because we prove the faithfulness of God more and more. And the Lord, when we sing that song, He knows exactly what we mean. He knows everything we've been through, everything He's brought us through. And we can say, Lord, great is your faithfulness. Today, we can say it in a way that we were never able to say it before, not even yesterday. And so the song becomes richer to us, more full of meaning. And there are so many songs like that that we've been singing that become more wonderful all the time. Praise God.